Welcome everybody, Shir number 1461. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lirafur Shleme Yehudis Chava Basli Barnina. Okay, we started last Shir. Or actually we're in the middle of, we are going through the various different conditions that is needed to be able to fold a garment on Shabbos. So we said that there's five conditions. Just to go over the first four, and we want to work on the last one. The first four were very simple, that number one, hachana. It's a question of you have to be careful. You can't do it for the week. It has to be something whereby I need it for Shabbos. That's why I'm folding it, number one. Number two, we said that it has to be... you have the achana pot, and then we said that was condition number one. Number two, we said it has to be one person; it can't be two people. And we said on a table or whatever, we'll be have a din of two people. The third condition was we said it has to be a new garment, or we'll see. We'll have to see what new garment is all about. And the fourth condition was that it has to be darkish; it can't be something lightish. For the various different reasons that it's tikkun mana, the last three conditions were tikkun mana, meaning that it makes it into a sharper type of a garment. It's sort of a fixing. And the last condition, which we have to talk about, is chen la'itiru l'kapel ella. We're reading from the Sefer Yetzer Halachas in our Simen Shin Beis Chof Aleph. Unless you have a when you don't have another garment of the same sort to wear on Shabbos. Excuse me. So what is that all about? In other words, you don't have to go, well, my garment is all wrinkled up, but I have to go with the wrinkled up garment. No, you could fold it up. You don't have to go with wrinkled up garments. Therefore, we let you fold it, he says. He brings down the Sefer Yetzer Halachas, Shari Lekaplem, right? Because you don't have to go with wrinkled garments. Aval im yesh loy beged achem, a kupel, if you have a different garment, the same type of thing, right, would be also to fold this one, because why are you folding this? You have another one. Now, we said some people sometimes they have a suit, they have a jacket and two different pants, sometimes with a frock, you know, like a capote type of a thing, they have two pants, three pants, but it comes up with a suit sometimes. Like we said, we've seen in the past, a person has a jacket and two different pants, so I have another pair of pants, the same exact suit, so why do I have to go ahead and fold this one? I have another one waiting in the closet. So, awesome. Now he says another condition. In this condition that you have another one for imyas, you'll say, well, the other one is a Shabbos sticker pants also, but it's not possibly as nice. You have a different type of beged. In other words, basically the same style type of thing that you want to wear, or let's say woman wearing a blouse, whatever the case might be. The question is over here on the folding, but you have another type of a beged that would work, as we say. Even though the second beged, it's a Shabbos sticker beged, but it's not as nice as the first one, then you still will not be allowed to fold the first one. Okay. Now he says, so what about a weekday? What do you mean? I have a 10 weekday pants. Maybe I should wear my weekday pants? No, you don't have to go ahead and wear weekday clothing. We're talking about the second Shabbos beged, the second Shabbos piece of clothing that you have that you're going to wear. It's the same type of pants. It's just maybe not 100% as nice as the first one, but I use it as a backup. So I bedafka, so then don't fold the first one, use the second one. But if the second one that you have is a weekday pants, right, that you don't have to do. So he says, "Avol im ein loy beged," right? If you don't have any beged, "Afal pishiyesh by beged chol," but you do have a weekday, "Harizek ein loy beged achor." It's as though you don't have another one. So in other words, this fifth condition that you have to, if you have another one, not to fold this one, would still be in still be in play, as they say, would still apply. Even though you might have a weekday beged, because we say just because you have a weekday garment, that's not going to cut it. You don't wear weekday garments on Shabbos, and then you would be allowed to fold this one. But again, if you have a backup for Shabbos, so then that would be good enough. But a weekday garment like pants or whatever the case is, that would not be good enough. And this kiddush condition would be okay. In other words, you would fulfill the condition of having another garment, of not having another garment because of the fact that it is a weekday garment. So now he says, "Valpi anal ein lekabel b'lil Shabbos kodesh amichnasayim v'amikilim yesh lem al ma lismach. So we'll see how that works as far as pants. He's talking right away, he's zooming in right away on the pants aspect of this. Okay, so now the question comes up, what about, so that's folding it the normal way. Let's say my pair of pants. Again, we'll get to the practical applications in upcoming shiur. And first we want to establish the halacha. So that's folding it the regular way. I take my pair of pants, I fold it nicely on the hanger. Okay, so those are the conditions you need. And again, we'll see how that works practically. Now, the question is, what about folding it not the regular way? Not, you know, I'll fold it backwards, I'll fold it like not on the line, or maybe I'll hang up my pants not the way it's supposed to be hung up. I'm not going to leave them. You don't, there's no person does not have to leave their clothing thrown around. Like a person takes off the pants or shirt, you know, there's no halacha that says, just drop it on the floor and that's it. I'm not fulfilling the condition, so I'll just drop my clothing wherever it's at, and then after Shabbos, I'll clean everything up, and that's it. That's not covered Shabbos, and that definitely should not be done. You're allowed to hang it up and put it back to where it's supposed to be, but it's just a question of folding it the right way. So now the question is folding it, Yesh Lahatel Kapel, he says, Beged Shalika Seder, not the regular Seder, not the regular way. How would that work? There are those who say, again, reading from Sefer Eretz Halachos in an Ois Chof Beis, those who say if you fold these things, these items, not the regular way, not on the original creases and so on. Afilu letzarich machar, even if it's for tomorrow. Uvishnei b'nei yadam, and even if it's two people who beged yashan, and even it's an old garment, not a new one, and it's colored and so on. And even though you have something else, so they say even then it will be okay. Okay, but we're going to see. We'll see how that works, and that others argue in various different situations. But again, we're establishing one thing: folding it the right way. You need the five conditions. Not the right way, there are those who are makel, and we will see how it works. Upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.